Peter Mead. I'm the president of the Bendigo District Astronomical Society. So a bit of a mouthful, but everyone, the acronym is BDAS.
I notice there's quite a diverse range of people. So what attracts people to the club?
I think several things. Firstly, I think people just get a real kick out of looking through a telescope. But then there's a lot of other things, radio astronomy. We've got members who are interested in radio and just also just getting together with like-minded people. We also have a lot of public events. We're doing things like sidewalk astronomy on a Friday night. That's just like a kind of a street-side astronomy where we just get the telescopes out down at Discovery Centre out there on the promenade and anyone comes along can have a look, just sort of street style, you know.
How do people respond when they start to see the galaxy so close for the first time?
It's great. When people have looked through a telescope for the first time and they see like the rings of Saturn or the moons on Jupiter, things like that, we get a lot of people just, oh, that's great, you know.
There's a lot of focus on next year, 2012, and what's happening in the galaxy and the universe and the stars. How do experts look at something like that?
Astrophysicists have responded and are thinking about this. The universe is a really beautiful place, but it's also pretty freaky scary as well. There are things happening, stars exploding, galaxies are crashing into each other. The actual scientific evidence behind 2012 is something which is hotly debated. And, I guess if you really want to find out, we'll have to wait and see.
Well, you'll have to come along to a meeting.
Yeah.
What's the barrier for people who maybe are trying to get interested in this sort of stuff?
Sometimes people may sort of think, oh, yeah, astronomy's really nerdy and you've got to spend a lot of money to get powerful telescopes. But, yeah, you don't actually have to. You can just start with a set of binoculars and you can start scanning the Milky Way in a nice dark spot. Or you can spend a couple of $100 and get a telescope. But it's actually a lot easier to get involved than what people think. So, yeah, we want to help people get involved for sure.
Now, you're involved. You're the president. But what was your first attraction towards looking at the stars?
For me, the one thing which really tipped me off was I was out side in the middle of the night in a really dark place, and I didn't realise, never really looked at the sky. I've just had a bit of a glance, but this night it was the stars were just hanging down like just gems, you know, like a spider web or something, just dangling down at me. And I just, ever since then, I've never looked at the sky again the same way. So there's so many different aspects to astronomy. You know, some people don't even really think of it as that they like to think of it as space, or, you know, there's just so many things. There's astronauts, you know, Doctor Who, UFOs, things like that. But also there's the beauty of it. So a lot of people are interested in the art side of it. But there's also a very serious side where people who can really get right into astrophysics. And also there's a lot of history, of course, with people like Galileo inventing telescopes. Goes back 400 years or so.
Now, I can't resist the temptation to ask you if we're alone or not.
I'm not alone. But actually, that's a good one too, because there's a program we've been involved with before, which is SETI, which is S-E-T-I, which is Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. And yeah, that is out there searching the sky for radio communications from other galaxies. The kinds of things that are happening out there are just new discoveries are happening every day. Planets around solar systems in different galaxies. So yeah, there's a lot to be learned.
Is it ever daunting for a small club like this to take on the unknown and the massive nature of the universe?
Yeah, probably. We just tend to have a bit of fun, really.